Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 74, which is of Asaph. And you might remember Asaph is someone who in David's time was appointed to lead worship at the temple. And today we're going to start with a prayer. Father God, we pray that you would speak to us through this psalm today, that we would hear your voice and learn how to use our voice to know you better. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to read Psalm 74 twice. We're going to read it first from the English Standard Version, and for the second time we're going to read from the New International Reader's Version. So join with me today as we read Psalm 74. O God, why do you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your heritage. Remember Mount Zion where you have dwelt. Direct your steps to the perpetual ruins. The enemy has destroyed everything in the sanctuary. Your foes have roared in the midst of your meeting place. They set up their own signs for signs. They were like those who swing axes in a forest of trees. And all its carved wood they broke down with hatchets and hammers. They set your sanctuary on fire. They profane the dwelling place of your name, bringing it to the ground. They said to themselves, "We will utterly subdue them." They burned all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, and there is none among us who knows how long. How long, O God, is the foe to scoff? Is the enemy to revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the fold of your garment and destroy them. Yet God my King is from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your might. You broke the heads of the sea monsters on the waters. You crushed the heads of the Leviathan. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. You split open springs and brooks. You dried up ever-flowing streams. Yours is the day, yours also the night. You have established the heavenly lights and the sun. You have fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, O Lord, how the enemy scoffs and a foolish people reviles your name. Do not deliver the soul of your dove to the wild beasts. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Have regard for the covenant, for the dark places of the land are full of the habitations of violence. Let not the downtrodden turn back in shame. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, defend your cause. Remember how the foolish scoff at you all the day. Do not forget the clamour of your foes, the uproar of those who rise against you, which goes up continually. And now we read again, but this time from the New International Reader's Version. God, why have you turned your back on us for so long? Why are you so angry with us? We are your very own sheep. Remember the nation that you chose as your own so long ago. Remember that you set us free from slavery to be your very own people. Remember Mount Zion, where you lived. Walk through this place that has been torn down beyond repair. See how completely your enemies have destroyed the temple. In the place where you used to meet with us, your enemies have shouted, "We've won the battle." They have set up their flags to show that they have beaten us. They acted like people cutting down a forest with axes. They smashed all the beautiful wooden walls with their axes and hatchets. They burned your temple to the ground. They polluted the place where your name is. They had said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." They burned every place where you were worshipped in the land. We don't get signs from God anymore. There aren't any prophets left. None of us knows how long that will last. God, how long will your enemies make fun of you? Will they attack you with their words forever? Why don't you help us? Why do you hold back your power? Use your strong power to destroy your enemies. God, you have been my king for a long time. You are the only God who can save anyone on earth. You parted the waters at the Red Sea by your power. You broke the hand of that sea monster in Egypt. You crushed the heads of the sea monster Leviathan. You fed it to the creatures of the desert. You opened up streams and springs. You dried up rivers that flow all year long. You rule over the day and the night. You created the sun and the moon. You decided where the borders of the earth would be. You made both summer and winter. Lord, remember how your enemies have made fun of you. Remember how foolish people have attacked you with their words. Don't hand over Israel, your dove, to those wild animals. Don't forget your suffering people forever. Honor the covenant you made with us. Horrible things are happening in every dark corner of the land. Don't let your suffering people be put to shame. May those who are poor and needy praise you. God, rise up. Stand up for your cause. Remember how foolish people are making fun of you all day long. Pay close attention to the shouts of your enemies. The trouble they cause never stops. So this is Psalm 74. And it is a psalm of crying out. It is a psalm with loads of questions. Is a psalm of someone who is in trouble. Have you ever felt that God is angry with you? Or that he's turned his back on us? That is how this psalmist feels. They feel that God isn't speaking, that there aren't any prophets. And they don't know how long it will be until they hear from God again. And they just can't understand why it seems that God isn't helping them. And we feel this way. We can feel abandoned. We can be in trouble and it feels like God isn't doing anything to help us. And so what does this psalmist do? Does he simply get angry? Does he curse God? Does he call God names and shout at him? No. He brings his cause to the Lord. He brings his worries. He brings his concerns. He brings all of his questions to God. It seems like the enemies are triumphing. They're tearing down the place where God was worshipped. They're putting up their own flags. And he says to God, "Why are you letting this happen?" And the psalmist doesn't get an answer. Or at least, we don't know if they get an answer. They cry out to God. They tell God all of their concerns. They ask him every question that they have. And they make a request for God to rise up to defend his people. But we don't know what God answers to this psalmist. We just know that in their pain, in their suffering, in their struggling, they took it to the Lord. This psalm might not help us build up a theology of how to get God to answer our prayers, But I don't think that's the point of the psalm. This psalm gives us permission to ask God questions, to talk to him, to let him know when we are suffering and struggling. Even when we feel abandoned, he hears our voice. The fact we have this psalm means that someone in their struggling brought their voice to God, that it was recorded, and that God heard. So I encourage you, take your questions to God. Take your struggles and your worries to him, who made the day and the night, the sun and the moon. The one who is powerful enough to destroy the monsters of Egypt, the Leviathan. He's strong enough to hear our questions and to hear us when we're upset, when we feel abandoned. Remember that Jesus himself prayed those words from Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? So in our trouble, let's cry out to God. Thank you for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.